Jack McLam program coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA today. We're on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm that old retired cop Jack McLam here with you. Coming to you from our two police and military associations up here in the high Rocky Mountains. Yes. Welcome back on this Sunday, folks. Hope you had a good week. Hope you had a good week and you're preparing for rough days ahead. I hope you're buying food storage, and buying ammunition and guns, and buying heretic seeds that'll grow each year, rather than the seeds that they have out now. The government is pushing that just grow 1 year, and then you got to go back to the government and put your hand out and ask them for more seeds to grow more for the following year. That's what they have today in the GMO seeds, okay? Okay, let's get into something here that's important, folks, very important. Global warming is a hoax, okay? The inconvenient truth, carbon increases can't cause temperature to rise, as they're trying to kill off our carbon and our air in America today, or the world today. If global warming extremists have their way, American families would be banned from vacationing in by car, lighting a campfire, and drinking bottled water. They want you to be on their fluoride water, folks, that dumbs you down and makes it where you can't get up and fight for liberty and freedom. This is not some far-out scenario from a science fiction novel, but actual plans that are in store for us if the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change succeeds in convincing the world's leaders that man-made carbon dioxide is the leading threat to humanity and the Earth's climate. Grant R. Jeffrey, author of Global Warming Deception, How the Secret Elite Plans to Bankrupt America and Steal Your Freedoms. That's a book he wrote. Has spent 5 years researching this topic and definitely proves that claims made by environmental extremists are the greatest fraud in the history of science. Grant Jeffrey, who wrote the recent bestseller Shadow Government, gives his readers the first book to comprehensively counter the claim made by Igor and the IPCC, two of the most prominent promoters of the unproven theory that fossil fuels pollution is causing global warming. Not true. Global temperatures have actually been cooling from 1998 to the present, says Jeffrey, reversing most of the temperature gains of the last 150 years. Our climate has been cooling, folks, not warming up. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
We're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Let's go back to this report. Global warming is a hoax, which, of course, we've known that for 10 years now. This 189-page book called Shadow Government makes a strong case that the hidden agenda of global warming is global government itself and is the greatest threat to our nation and our basic liberties and freedoms, as well as our standard of living. Grant Jeffries showed that far from being a pollutant, as the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, has declared, CO2 is not only a necessary component of plant and animal life, and therefore human existence, but is a trace gas whose concentration in the atmosphere is almost negligible, almost nothing. The atmosphere contains 78.1% nitrogen, 20.9% oxygen, and 1% trace gases, of which CO2 makes up 0.0391% of that 1%. man's contribution to that minuscule amount is just 3% of that 0.0391%. To get an idea of how significant man-made CO2 is, explains Jeffrey, imagine a stadium filled with 1 million white balloons representing the molecules in the atmosphere. Man's contribution from all of our industrial activity throughout history would be represented by only 12 balloons out of the 1 million. Jeffrey presents reams of scientific evidence that refute the elite's claims, including the direct correlation between low sunspot activity and periods of excessive cold winters, and the significance of volcanoes, the ocean's absorption and release of CO2 gas, and the fact that ocean levels have actually been decreasing and not rising, contrary to global warming forecasters. Liars. Still not convinced? The real clincher coming from 500,000 years of ice core data is that increases in CO2 levels lag 800 years behind temperature rises and hence cannot cause them. Okay, folks, that was on global warming is a hoax, and we've known that for a long time now that it's been a hoax. Well, I've got a dog walking past the front of my house, folks, the front of my office here, and my six doggies are going crazy when they see this dog walk past. So sorry about all the noise out there, but it'll subside in a few minutes. God's chosen people, folks. I want to read to you from Jack Bernstein, the Jew that the communist Mossad came over and murdered after he went to Israel to help build the Jewish nation. And when he got over there, he found out that it was a communist nation of Khazar Gentiles, not Jews at all. The Khazars from Khazaria in Eastern Europe went over there and started Israel in 1948, folks, and they were communists. Total communists, and they weren't Jewish at all. They're Gentiles. And anyway, Jack Bernstein came back after he was over there a while. He fell in love with a real blood Jew of the Holy Land, okay? And he married her. Well, when he did that, he was a Khazar Jew himself, and he was put in prison over there and lost his government, his communist government job and his communist government residence. And after he got out, he came back to America with his real blood Jew wife. And he wrote a book called The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. And when he wrote that book, the communist Mossad came over and murdered him for exposing the truth to the American people. So here is part of that. God's Chosen People is a section in his book on page 18. The American people have been led to believe that Jews are God's chosen people. This myth was started by a small group of Jews. A few Jewish leaders took excerpts from the Bible and interpreted them to mean that God designated them as chosen people. But isn't it odd that it is not the religious Jews who claim to be God's chosen people? It is the atheistic, antichrist, non-believing Jews who claim that honor. Leading the cry, "We are God's chosen people," are the Zionist, Marxist, communist, Khazar Jews who, for political purposes, chose Judaism. It didn't have a drop of biblical Jewish blood in them. One Israeli religious Jew said it well. At one time, we Jews were chosen by God to be his messengers. But long ago, we forfeited that right. Anyone who has read the Bible with an open mind knows that God gave Jews of that time special favors. But it was in the form of covenants. In these covenants were conditions. The conditions were that God demanded the Jews obey his word. Time after time, the Jews broke the covenants. They rejected God and turned to adoring mammon, and that's money. It doesn't take a biblical scholar to realize that long ago, even the real Jews lost the right to be God's chosen people. In comparing the degree to which the followers of the three major religions practice their beliefs, I make this observation. Judaism. Few Jews, Sephardic or Ashkenazi, Khazars, are religious in the world. This is true in America, in Israel, and worldwide. Christianity. The Christian religion has felt the influence of Jewish meddling and infiltration, especially in America, resulting in confusion and bickering between the various Christian denominations. This has led to a lukewarm attitude among most Christians towards their religion. There is evidence to prove that Jews, or one of their many fronts, have started many of the Christian denominations and thus dominate the doctrine. Islam, Muslims who follow the teaching of Islam are by far the most fervent of the three major religions in following their religious beliefs. The Judeo-Christian ethics we hear so much about in America is a big joke, the result of an intense Zionist propaganda campaign. I'll toss in one last thought about God's chosen people, the myth. God said, "Beware of those who call themselves Jews and are not, for they lie." Could he have been referring to the Khazar Ashkenazi Jews, or the people to whom God was referring? They call themselves Jews and are not, folks, over there in Israel today. The communist Zionists that run Israel are not Jews at all. Okay. Now, we've got something here from 1966. 1966 here, from Tel Aviv, and it's by a Jew, Leo Heman, a Jewish man who wrote this up. It came out in the Copley News Service in Tel Aviv, Israel. Jonathan M. Pollock has a beef with the Israeli government. His elaborate plans to celebrate this September the 1,000th anniversary of the Jewish Khazar Alliance were summarily rejected because they didn't want the people to know the truth. An elderly, meek-looking man who immigrated to Israel from Russia 43 years ago, Pollock ekes out a living as a translator of scientific texts and proofreader in the publishing firm. But his great passion, hobby, and avocation is historic research. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with Leo Heman when we return. It's the statement of that he's making here is the Jews that aren't Jews. We'll be right back with Leo Heeman.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back on the Officer Jack McGlam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McGlam, here with you. And I'm also a Vietnam vet, a Vietnam era vet. I never went to Vietnam. I wanted to go to Vietnam, and I asked him if I could as a as a soldier with the I can't think of the name of it right now, folks. My memory is lacking. But anyway, I never got to Vietnam. When I went into the military at 17, they gave me a top secret clearance and put me back in the jungles at these secret intel bases around the nation, around the world, okay? So I never got over to Vietnam, and I'm happy now that I didn't, because a lot of my buddies have Agent Orange, and some of them have died from it, and that was the spray that they were spraying the trees with there in Vietnam to kill the trees, and a lot of our soldiers breathed that in, and it killed a lot of them, too. But a lot of them are sick with Agent Orange today. But anyway, let's go back to this report here by Jew Leo Heeman. Okay, and Nathaniel M. Pollock is also a Jewish man. and he is he has devoted 40 of his 64 years to trying to prove that 6 out of 10 Israelis and 9 out of 10 Jews in the Western Hemisphere are not really Jews at all, but descendants of fierce Khazar tribes which roamed the steppes of southern Russia for many centuries ago. And that was 740 AD that they accepted Judaism there. The Gentiles did, the Khazars, and became Jews by religion only. Okay. And when the Khazars, the rich Khazars, broke away and become atheistic communist Zionists, okay, they started the Zionist movement as a communist organization, and they became atheists. Well, then they could no longer could call themselves Jews when they became atheists, and they're the ones that went over and started Israel in 1948 is the communist Khazars, okay? And that's what this guy is talking about, this Nathan M. Pollock, a Jewish man over there in Tel Aviv. He says, for obvious reasons, the Israeli authorities are not at all eager to give the official stamp of approval to Pollock's theories because they don't want the people to know the truth around the world, especially in America. And we give them $12 to $15 billion a year to build up their military over there and their nuclear missiles, that they have 400 plus nuclear missiles today. In fact, he is not the first one to discover this. Nathan M. Pollock is not the first one due to discover the connections between Jews and the Khazars. Many famous scholars, Jews and non-Jews, stressed these links in their historical research works. But who can tell today what percentage of Khazar blood flows through the veins of, if at all? And who can declare with any degree of scientific accuracy which Jews are real Jews, in which are descendants of the Tartar-Mongol race of the Khazars in eastern Russia, eastern Europe. As the matter of fact, our alleged descent from the Khazars is a central theme of Arab propaganda. He added, the Arabs claim most European Jews have no right to be in Israel in the first place because they are not descendants from biblical Hebrews, but descendants from Tartar, Mongol, nomad tribes, the Khazar tribes, including the Khazars, who were converted to Judaism en masse in 740 AD, years ago. Scientific opinion in Israel is divided on the subject. No one argues the basic premise that a group of 12,000 Jews fleeing from prosecution, persecution, and wars in the Holy Land in the wake of the Byzantine and Muslim conquests made the long overland trek to Persia into the Black Sea, the Volga River, and Polish borderland. In the year 740 AD, the Khazars were defeated for the first time in 500 years by Prince, I can't say it, but he is the Prince of Kiev. We'll be right back, folks, after these very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48.
Officer Jack McLamb program coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLamb, here with you. And let's go back to this report by Leo Heeman, a Jew. The Jews That Aren't Jews, published in 1966 in Tel Aviv. Okay? We're talking about Nathan M. Pollock here, who did research for 40 years of his 64 years trying to prove that 6 out of 10 communist Israelis and 9 out of 10 Jews in the Western Hemisphere are not real Jews at all, but are descendants of the fierce Khazar tribes who roamed the steppes of southern Russia for many centuries ago. In the year 965, the Khazars were defeated for the first time in 500 years by Prince Seleslaz of Kiev, Russia. King Bulan III of Khazaria concluded that Prince Soloslav emerged victorious from from the war because his troops and mercenaries were Christians, while his nomads were pagan worshipers. The king and his nobles in the Khazar kingdom. The king and his nobles embraced Judaism in 740 A.D., and in 741 A.D., a royal edict was passed enforcing Judaism as the only legal religion in the Khazar kingdom. Tribesmen had to undergo circumcision, learn Hebrew prayers, and recognize Jewish rabbis as their spiritual leaders on pain of death. As other Jews were persecuted in the Middle East, and they still are today, folks, blood Jews in Israel are persecuted terribly. They're tortured, they're put in prison and sodomized and molested. The girls are raped. As other Jews who are persecuted in the Middle East, medieval Europe, and Spain at the time heard of the new Jewish Khazar kingdom, rumors spread that the Messiah had arrived at long last. But that's not true. There were several conservative migration waves to Khazaria via Persia, Greek, and Poland. Poland believes the traditional Russian anti-Semitism probably stems from the epoch from Hebrew-speaking Khazars. Raiders attacked Russian villages in 1917, killed the menfolk, abducted women, forcibly converted them to Judaism, and married them in full-fledged religious ceremonies. This also would explain why so many European Jews are blonde and blue-eyed, with a slight Mongol slant to their eyes, as well as a total absence of Semitic features among many Israelis of European descent. The flourishing Jewish Khazar kingdom was destroyed in 1239 AD by the Mongol invasion of Bhutto Khan. Following the Mongol invasion and conquest, surviving members of Jewish Khazar tribes trekked west and settled in Poland, Hungary, Austria, Romania, and the Ukraine. How can one find out if he is a Khazar Jew or a Hebrew Jew? According to Pollock, those parents came from Poland. If your name is Albert, Galpern, etc., you are 100% Khazar. Albert Alper means brave knight in the Khazar tongue, and the name was granted by the king to the most distinguished warriors. Names like Kaplan, Kuplin, Kopler, and the like are positive proof of Khazar descent, according to the scholars. Kaplan means fierce hawk in the Khazar language. Kogan and Kagan in Kaganovich show aristocratic descent from Khazar Jews in Khazaria, King Bulan's chief minister. Okay. All right, folks. That's that report on the Khazars, the ones that are called Jews today in communist Israel, and they're not. They're not Jews at all. Okay, let's go to our very evil president, George W. Bush. Former president. President George W. Bush was forced to cancel a trip to Switzerland in early February over concerns that he would be arrested and prosecuted as a war criminal, which he is. Bush was to be a keynote speaker at a Jewish charity gala in Geneva until several international human rights groups said that they would seek his arrest related to abuses at the U.S. concentration camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And that's true, folks. Our government takes in all kinds of Egyptians and all kinds of Arabs into Guantanamo Bay, and they torture them until they find they sign statements that they are terrorists, okay? But they're not. They're farmers, they're sheep herders, camel jockeys, and so forth. And they torture them long enough that they sign a paper saying they're terrorists. And also, they use them to turn them into Clear Eyes agents, mind control assassins, for blowing up America and going in and killing people in America, like the Fort Hood shooter down there in America. They torture them until... And they put them under hypnosis and turn them into Clear Eyes agents. And send them, turn them loose in America. Okay, oppression breeds revolution, folks. Tehran, Iran. Media reports show there is a pervasive restlessness among the professional classes in the Middle East and elsewhere, a fact that began markedly to capture world media headlines when Egypt's populace moved against its president, Hosni Mubarak. Phony President Barack Obama nation is praying for a peaceful outcome, and the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, has condemned outright any violent uprising. But what the Al Jazeera news service is transmitting live to the world, in particular battle scenes around Cairo's Tahrir Square, is disquieting, because here we have the development of a possible tragic European civil war. This man is against Iran, folks, this Dr. Frederick Tobin, okay, a Jewish man. Iranian media reports, of course, contain a deeper understanding of what impulses and values are driving this social upheaval, because Iran's own foreign ignited regime change effort in 2010, fueled with U.S. tax dollars, failed to take off. That in itself is a powerful indicator of Iranians' political sophistication, or a complete U.S. miscalculation, as expressed in its allegations that the election, which handed President Dr. Mohammad Ahmadinejad his second term, was rigged, they say. Mubarak agreed not to run for office again in August, but this did not hide the deep contempt of Egypt's political elites feel for their own people. The fact that the president's immediate family has taken flight to Great Britain fuels the Iranian political narrative, which clearly states that Zionist occupations have now become fully transparent in Egypt. In this respect, it does not help that newly appointed Prime Minister Ahmad Serfkid apologized for the violence in central Cairo, And this did not impress a large segment of the 18 million people who live in the ancient city. Similar problems in Yemen portrays the Arabic uprising as a broader cry of freedom, democracy, and Islamic law, and that the Muslim Brotherhood is ready to fill any vacuum left by outgoing political regimes, certainly in Egypt and Yemen, but also in most Arabic-speaking Muslim countries. The immediate Iranian concern rests with the Brotherhood's direct support of Hamas in Palestine's Gaza Strip. Remember, folks, the communist Israelis created Hamas to bomb them every few days in the fields around Israel so that they wouldn't kill the Israeli people. And Hamas did that so that they could, so the communist Israelis could use that to persecute and to kill Palestinians, okay? Okay, last year a new supermarket was opened in Gaza, something that, like the attempts to break the Gaza blockade, completely shifts the focus away from the occupied West Bank, whose Palestinians continue to suffer horrendous human deprivations and persecution. Dr. Hisham Tawali pointed out the excessive world focus on the Gaza tragedy because it overshadows the ever-growing West Bank tragedy. Here, Israeli settlements have produced a Swiss cheese-like physical and political structure where shortages of basic necessities cause unfold suffering among the Palestinians. When societies break down, a political power vacuum is created. Individuals with nothing to lose, no fear, no longer fear social and legal sanctions. Thus we saw Egyptian prison administrations failing and thousands of prisoners escaping into the night. The number of police stations were also attacked, looted, and torched, indicating that people are arming themselves. Because of any social breakdown, the supply of food needs to be guaranteed, and the people are starving. If this cannot be done, then it's time to hide and defend yourself. Known torture is man. The U.S. communist government wants to rule Egypt. The known torturer, Vice President Omar Suleiman, is the known torturer for Americans, for America's government. Egyptian Vice President Omar Suleiman, the man suggested by U.S. government officials to be Egypt's new leader, personally responsible for the brutal torture and disappearance of countless people in America using U.S.-approved enhanced interrogation techniques. The evidence is overwhelming that he was trained and cultivated for just that rule by communist U.S. government. Suleiman is thought to fondly in U.S. intelligence circles, according to the recent piece in the New Yorker, he acts as the CIA's point man in Egypt for renditions and torture of Americans. The covert program in which the CIA snatched terror suspects from around the world and returned them to Egypt and elsewhere for interrogations and torture, often under brutal circumstances. Ron Susskind wrote in The 1% Doctrine that the rendition victim, whose torture testimony was used to make the fraudulent connection between the CIA's Al-Qaeda in Iraq prior to 2003 conflict would be handed over to Omar Suleiman, Egypt's intelligence chief and a friend of CIA Director George Tenet. In their book, Hubris, Michael Isikoff and David Korn, both Jewish, recount how the tortured man, Al-Libi, eventually recounted his confession, saying he gave false information to European interrogators because they were killing me. I had to tell them something because they were killing me, torturing me to death. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Back on the Officer Jack McGlam program, and I'm that old retired cop Jack McGlam here with you. And don't forget, folks, next hour, which is only a few minutes away, we have open phones that whole hour. Okay, so please call in on this number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to say a few words or ask questions. Okay, Ron Susskind wrote in The 1% Doctrine that rendition victim, whose torture testimony was used to make a fraudulent connection between the CIA's Al-Qaeda and Iraq prior to 2003 conflict, would be handed over to the Omar Suleiman, Egypt's intelligence chief and torturer, and a friend of CIA Director George Tenet. In their book Hubris, Michael Isikoff and David Korn recount how the tortured man, Al Libra, eventually recounted his confession, saying he gave false information to Egyptian interrogators because they were killing him with torture. "I had to tell them something," he said. Where did Suleiman learn to be so effective at torture and misinformation extraction? Could it have been in part from the United States? Australian newspaper states a product of the U.S.-Egyptian relationship, Mr. Suleiman underwent training in 1980s at the John F. Kennedy Special Warfare School and Center in Fort Bragg in North Carolina. The American military has a course known as SERE, it means for survival, evasion, resistance, and escape. One aspect of the program teaches captured military men, private contractors, and even some civilians how to endure and resist torture and advanced interrogation techniques. Perhaps coincidentally, the U.S. Army SEER team also takes place in Fort Bragg. The SEER team means survival, evasion, resistance, and escape. Trainers were enlisted to pass on their expertise during the War on Terror. There is another connection to North Carolina. The rendition torture aircraft themselves, after the eyewitness reported a tail number on one craft, classified information because of that it revealed. A CBS story refers to the company that registered the craft as Premier Executive Transport Services, as well as Premier Executive Airlines. CBS added the planes are based in North Carolina. Of the rendition program, the torture program itself, CBS states the indispensable tool for that work is a small fleet of executive jets authorized to land at all U.S. military bases worldwide. There are 8 North Carolina military bases, while the 251 square mile at Fort Bragg served as a base for the U.S. Army's airborne forces and special forces. The SEER program is specifically used to counter Soviet-style torture technique.
Gold.